Pakistan's economy grew by only 1.7% during the second quarter of the current fiscal year, driven mainly by the livestock and services sectors, which benefited from a lower inflation rate. However, economic conditions remained tight due to limited room for any maneuvering. The productive sectors, agriculture and industry, faced severe challenges, including high interest rates, rising energy costs, and adverse weather patterns. Sugar production declined by 12.6% this year, raising concerns about potential supply shortages later in the year. Despite this, the government of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif approved the export of 796,000 metric tons of sugar in the past year. The 112th meeting of the National Accounts Committee, NAC, responsible for approving economic output, savings, and investment rates, was held on Wednesday, chaired by Planning and Development Secretary Awais Mansoor Somra. The NAIC approved a provisional gross domestic product, GDP, growth rate of 1.73% for the October to December quarter, slightly below the 1.8% recorded in the same period last fiscal year. The government's ambitious annual growth target of 3.6% for the 2024-25 fiscal year now appears unlikely to be met. The NAIC also revised the previous quarter's, July to September, economic growth upward to 1.34% from 0.9%. The average growth rate for the first half of the fiscal year stood at approximately 1.5%, far below the population growth rate, highlighting the economy's inability to generate sufficient jobs to address the expanding youth labor force. The government's record tax imposition of 1.4 trillion rupees and electricity price hikes of up to 51% in July significantly hurt industrial sector growth. While a reduction in interest rates is expected to provide some relief, the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, missed an opportunity this month to lower interest rates below 10%, despite a significant decline in inflation to 1.5%. However, fiscal constraints leave little room for any economic stimulus. Meanwhile, the power division is struggling to meet the Prime Minister's directive to cut electricity prices by 6 rupees per unit. Agriculture sector. According to the NHE, the agricultural sector grew by only 1.1% in the second quarter, a sharp decline from the 5.8% growth recorded in the same period last fiscal year. The sector suffered due to the abrupt withdrawal of support price mechanisms and drought-like weather conditions, while input costs remained high. Key crop production declined by 7.7% in the second quarter, with cotton output falling by nearly 31% to 7.1 million bales, a reduction of 3.1 million bales. Rice production declined by 1.4% to 9.7 million tons, maize output fell by 15.4%, and sugarcane production decreased by 2.3% to 85.6 million tons. Minor crop output showed minimal growth of 0.7%. Cotton ginning output contracted by 20%, but the livestock sector expanded by 6.5%. benefiting from a lower cost of intermediate consumption, including dry and green fodder.